Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm here with Margie Wiley, who is on the board of directors for the Suffolk Humane Society. How are you today, Margie?
I'm great, Ashley. Thank you for having us in today.
Of course. Now, what is your title with Suffolk Humane Society?
So I serve, like you said, as the board of directors, and I'm known as the community liaison.
So what's your typical duties?
So my typical duties are just like what we're doing today. If there's an interview that gets asked for mm-hmm. or a recording on local television or being able to talk with the public about our mission and what we do at Suffolk Humane.
And why did you start volunteering with Suffolk Humane?
So I have a very large passion for taking care of our companion animals and making sure that they find good quality homes mm-hmm. and loving families.
And where is Suffolk Humane Society located?
So we're over on King's Fork by SYAA in Suffolk. We moved there about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And that's where our office is located out of.
And tell me about the Suffolk Humane Society, the importance.
So we are a nonprofit. We are 501c3. And our mission centers around developing a community effort for the humane treatment of animals. Mm-hmm. And we do that through mostly education. We like to have our neighbors and our friends understand the importance of spaying and neutering animals, as well how to properly take care of your animals.
How many animals do you think that you've helped?
Thousands. we've helped a lot. And a lot of it is done through, like I said, through education. We also partner with groups such as the Suffolk Animal Center. And then we also do with PetSmart in Suffolk, our cats are in their windows.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you go to PetSmart and you're adopting animals, they're from
you guys.
And then we also partner with the Virginia SPCA. We do that for what's called the neuter scooter. And
okay.
We have folks come out to make appointments and they get low-cost spay or neuter as well as medical treatment for their animals.
And what is Suffolk Humane Society's mission?
Our primary mission is to deepen the bond between humans and animals. Also reducing the pet population through education and spay and neuter programs. We do that with adoption and foster programs that we run. We also have programs such as books and reading for kids in Suffolk and therapy dogs, pet pantry. So we really just try to educate and help our community.
So you have this event that's coming up that I've seen so much about it, especially on social media, Paws for the Arts. And this looks like a pretty fancy event, right?
So it's dress your best, whatever your best is to you.
Okay.
So we've had folks show up in everything from ball gowns to jeans and boots. So
perfect.
It's whatever your best is to you.
And I noticed that it's the 6th annual Paws for the Arts. Who started this?
So this program or event or gala was started by one of our founders, Rhonda Duman Jones. And her vision was to be able to have local artisans come in and showcase their artwork mm-hmm. and then have local businesses be able to donate items for a live auction, all for the benefit of the Humane Society. And it's our largest fundraiser. It's a great night. There's hors d'oeuvres. There's adult beverages. Unfortunately, though, this year, we lost Rhonda to cancer. This is a very special event for us every year.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an even more special event this year because we want to do it in her honor.
So when is Paws for the Arts?
So it's on February 2nd. It starts at 6:30 p.m. and it runs till 10. It's at the Riverfront Hilton Conference Center in downtown Suffolk. And we just ask that you come on out, you bring your checkbooks, you bring your credit card, you bring your cash, and that way we can just have a great event honoring Rhonda as well as helping our animals in Suffolk.
And do you need tickets to go to the event?
You do need tickets to go to the event.
So how can you buy those?
Funny how you should ask that, actually. So you can buy tickets online at suffolkhumanesociety.com, or you can get them at Facebook. We also have a limited amount of hard tickets, so if you call our office, you can get those tickets. Starting on January 1st, the tickets will be $50, but if you get them ahead of time before then, they're $40. And we have something special we're doing this year. We're doing a VIP table.
Okay.
So, so we have 10 tickets available for the VIP table. They're $100 each. You get a dedicated server. You get priority checkout at the end of the night.
Okay.
So it's just an extra bonus for those for doing that.
And where does all of this money go?
So the money stays in Suffolk. And it goes to continue our mission of helping companion animals in the city of Suffolk.
And do you have any big partners that participate with this event?
So we do. We have some sponsors that I'd like to actually recognize.
Of course.
Mike Duman Auto Sales, Bayport Credit Union, Freedom Street Partners, Jana Boyd, who's a dentist in Suffolk, as well as Jana King.
And how can people help?
You can come and donate. You can come and spend the night with us on February the 2nd. Buy tickets, visit our website. We have tons of volunteer opportunities, especially for that evening, as well as just throughout the year that we need to have help with. But donate, donate, donate. Come and spend some money with us.
Now, what is on the live auction? I know I saw there's a live auction and silent auction. So what can guests expect with that?
So we have things like weekend getaways to the Outer Banks. We have a gigantic Hershey Kiss. It's 5 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Of chocolate. So just in time for Valentine's Day too, February 2nd. So you'll have your chocolate kiss to give your loved one.
Yeah.
We have a ball game tickets to the Tides. We get the Skybox, which can hold about 24 people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's its own suite. It's all the way at the top of Tides Stadium, which is great. Pizza for a year from Amici's in Suffolk.
Yum.
Yes. Yeah, so you can order 52 weeks of pizza.
Wow. That's a great prize.
It's a really great prize. We get barbecue from local restaurants. We also get Low Country Boils that you can have guests at. We have one of a gentleman who's an airline pilot, and he donates a ride.
So
so you can take off out of the airport over on Route 58 and go maybe see an aerial view of your house or being able to take a trip around, do that. So, and we also have local art as well as just items to take it away too.
Now, is this for humans only?
It is for humans only unless you have a therapy dog.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, so that's a very good question. It's not that we don't love having all animals there, but just for the hotel reasons,
yeah.
There are some rules. Read the fine print at the bottom of your contract. Yes. we just have to, if you're going to bring a therapy dog, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. What is your favorite thing about this event?
My favorite thing about this event is watching people who are so passionate about animals come together and do the event, but also just seeing the battle that goes on for the prizes. You'll have something come up. Like one year we had a light, and it's a beaded dog light. And you'd see that somewhere and you would say, I wouldn't spend $50 on it. And it's going to go for $1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to battle back and forth to get
for the light. Yeah.
So it's amazing to see what captures everyone's interest. The other highlight is Mike Duman and I emcee it, which is always a disaster, but fun at the same time.
Yeah.
So
it's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
Okay.
And we have a good time doing it. Yeah.
So guests can expect entertainment.
Yes.
They can expect a great silent and live auction. So is there any music? Is there any food? What else can they expect?
So yeah, we have heavy hors d'oeuvres throughout the night.
Okay.
And we'll have adult beverages as well as non-adult beverages.
Okay.
We will have music. One of our board members, it's her nephew, he comes out and plays violin for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some of the local high schools come and their bands also play. So it's just a great community event to be out and being a part of.
So I know our listeners can visit suffolkhumanesociety.com for all this information, as well as information on volunteering. And I know that you guys are probably still looking for volunteers for this night specifically. So if someone wants to volunteer and they visit the website and put in all their information, what happens next?
We can go ahead and get you set up with our volunteer coordinator, and she can contact you to have you be a part of that night. What we look for that evening is helping with setup of the event, which is usually Saturday morning as well as Friday evening before the event. We look for help with checkout and having the guests get checked out in the evening after they've purchased their items. So that's our primary areas we look for. We're doing something different this year, which is a lot of fun. We're having a photo booth, one of those snapshots where you can put the costumes on.
Yeah.
We are having one of our therapy dogs there. So if you want, you can have your picture taken one of our therapy dogs. So we'll need some volunteers helping out with that as well.
So if our listeners wanted to get any more information about this gala, how can they do that?
So there's a couple of ways to do that. You can go and visit our website. Facebook, obviously, is about the easiest way. We have an opportunity there just to buy tickets itself. as well as going ahead and calling our office.
You can also text the word PAWS, P-A-W-S, to 757-104 for all of the info. I'll send a link right to your phone. And again, I'm sitting here with Margie Wiley, who's on the board of directors for the Suffolk Humane Society as the community liaison. And we're talking about the PAWS for the Arts Gala that's happening on February 2nd in Suffolk. And for those who may just now be tuning in, Margie's going to run down these details about the PAWS for the Arts Gala really quickly for you.
Absolutely. So it's February 2nd. It's from 6:30 to 10 p.m. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn Riverfront Conference Center, downtown Suffolk. Again, it's our sixth annual fundraiser, and it's our biggest one for the year, so we're dependent on the community to come out and just help us out.
And this year's event is in remembrance of someone, correct?
This year's will be in remembrance of Rhonda Duman Jones, who passed away earlier this year from cancer. She was a great woman who just really, really cared about animals, had a big heart for them, and just saw this as an opportunity for the artist community as well as people who care about animals to come together and do the event.
Well, it sounds like a great event, a great way for the community to get together, raise money for the animals at the Suffolk Humane Society. And again, you can text PAWS, P-A-W-S, to 757-104 for all of the info to be sent to your phone. Margie, is there anything else you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today?
Just looking forward to seeing a lot of people at the event on February 2nd.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.